I'm Mary Engish, and our gardening expert, Charlie Nardozzi, is here to answer a bunch of your gardening questions. Are you ready, Charlie? Hi.
I'm ready. I'm ready for a lightning round.
Okay. We'll start off with Stephanie, who has this question about her Boston fern. Stephanie says, first, I just love Vermont Public and all things gardening. It's been my go-to show since moving to Vermont from Texas a little over a year ago. I have this beautiful Boston fern. Can I bring it in over the winter months, or is it a hopeless cause?
Well, Stephanie, it's not a hopeless cause, and yes, you can grow it as a houseplant. In fact, most people do that. A couple key things you have to keep in mind with Boston ferns. They like it warm, 65 to 75, not as warm as Texas, but it's warm for Vermont in the winter. They like indirect light, and most importantly, they like at least 50% humidity, so they want it really moist. And that's a problem here, because in the winter, we tend to have maybe around 20% humidity in houses. So one of the key things is to put it somewhere where it'll stay humid, like a bathroom, for example, that's brightly lit, or put it near where there's a humidifier or other plants. And if you do that, you'll probably get that Boston fern to come through the winter okay.
This next question from Beth Ann in West Chesterfield, New Hampshire. Beth Ann writes, can I use my compost to nourish soil even though there are jumping worms in the pile?
Ooh, jumping worms. What I'd recommend, Beth Ann, is that wait till the spring. And then, as long as you don't have like yards and yards of this compost, lay out a tarp on your driveway, put the compost onto that tarp, thin it out, you know, spread it out a little bit, and then put some clear plastic on top of that and anchor it down. Let the soil heat up to over 105 degrees for at least 3 days. And that's been proven to kill not only the jumping worm adults, but also the eggs and the cocoons. And that way, then you can use your compost.
Next one from Paris in Saxton's River. Paris writes, I've got a 4-year-old asparagus bed, was really looking forward to harvesting it this spring, but to my distress, voles had dug up and eaten 70% of the spears before they even broke ground. They say, right now I have to cut back the fronds. They're not mulched. What do I do? Multiple people saying that it's mulching that's attracting the voles, who are cute but destructive.
Having voles in an asparagus bed is not a good idea. I'm not sure the mulch necessarily is attracting them, but it is creating a habitat that they like. So cleaning up that bed this fall, try to remove some of that mulch as well. And then next spring, I would put down some castor oil pellets. Castor oil has a very strong smell, and mice and voles don't like it. So put that, work that right into the soil there. And if you do that, hopefully that'll drive them away.
Next one from Bill and Ruth and Pownall. They write, the last few gardening seasons, we have had a big problem with, voles eating potatoes, carrots, roots of the parsley. Do you have any suggestions on how to deter them?
Well, you should talk to Paris and have a little support group going, because everyone's got mice and vole problems, mostly because it was so dry, I think, this late summer, and they were looking for things to eat to get some moisture. But my solution would be the same, using the castor oil, either a liquid form of it that you can spray on the beds, or a pelleted form. Pelleted form, the only issue I'd have with it is that if you have pets, they might start eating it, which is not the greatest thing for them. But work that into the soil, and hopefully that will drive them away.
Last question from Gail. Gail writes, in June, I pre-ordered 6 peony roots. I didn't get them until late October. I've read that they should be planted at least 6 weeks before the ground freezes. I don't know if there's going to be enough time. Can I keep them maybe in a cellar? Would it stay cool enough there?
Well, Gail, I think it's probably the most important thing to do is to plant them right now. Like, go out there right now and plant them. Get them in the ground, dig a good size hole, plant them so that the crown, which is that place where the roots and shoots meet, is not more than 2 inches below the soil line. Water them in well. And then probably around Thanksgiving time, put a whole bunch of wood chips on top of them. That's going to insulate them. That's going to keep the ground from freezing really quickly. And hopefully you'll get that 4 to 6 weeks that they need so that they can get their roots established. In the spring, remove that wood chip mulch that's there. And if they don't come back up, contact the company, because it's their fault that they sent them to you so late, and you should get a refund.
Okay. If you've got gardening questions, send them to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org, and listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.